This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the live feed.
Tonight on the live feed, we sit in with the Winona State University Faculty Jazz Ensemble. The group met up at Ed September 9th to jam with students and play the night away. We will hear from Gary Ernest on trumpet and flugelhorn, Ray Dretzky on saxophone, Dr. Rich McDonald with percussion, Mike James on guitar, and students Andrew McManamon on guitar and Kyle Stay on upright and electric bass. You're listening to the live feed.
Start coming together, having the faculty play at Ed's.
This is a reincarnation of the faculty ensemble that we had back in the, when was that, Gary? About 2000, 2001. We first had a group, and then it went on hiatus for a little while, and now we're trying to crank it up again. But the main idea is to get students involved. Andrew's a student. So we're going to play once a month at Ed's and hopefully have students come down and sit in. And we're trying to create as much as we can a sort of a jazz hang, you know, an opportunity for students to play with their professors and with their colleagues and give us a chance to play too. You know, we're also going to do a concert at Winona State October the 5th. It's a Tuesday night. That's the faculty group's going to play sort of a more formal concert. But we're going to try to do these once a month.
That's great. So it's like a workshop in a way.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. Oh. But really, very informal, yeah. When I think of a workshop, it's really more teacher-student. This is more, you know, everybody together and...
Peers.
Yeah. Students playing together, students playing with teachers, teachers playing with students.
Dogs and cats living together.
Yeah. Well, when the dogs and cats are living together, all of you guys in the same, so to speak, how do you decide what songs you're going to perform that night? Is it on the... fly, or do you have a certain set list that you go off of?
I was asking them the same thing, and they...
Mike has built a very complex computer algorithm using macros in Excel that generates songs for us
based on the economy and
there's like 27
sentiment.
Variables
like audience participation.
Yes,
or
in this case we turn that filter off. But yeah, the economy, the weather, the dew point,
score of the football game.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Actually, it's standards. It's all the stuff that we all know, and a few that we don't know so well. Gary's got a book that he brought with, and we've got the standard real book we'll play some tunes out of. I understand you're going to sing with us tonight.
That's right.
You're
going to
sing?
Sing. Spend some time in New York.
Oh, is that right?
This is actually all about Terry, actually. We're going to do an interview with her.
Yeah.
So how long have you been singing, Terry?
He just grabs the microphone.
Turn the whole thing. So tell us, Terry, how long have you been singing?
As long as John has, and Jim Ballard's choir along.
Oh, yeah. So she's you're a Winona...
Native.
Awesome.
Yeah. What about, I know you all have your main instruments. Do you dabble in anything else musically?
Mike's a pretty good bass player. I play a little bit of vibraphone. Gary plays piano. Ray plays a lot of different saxophones, but he doesn't want to bring them out because he's afraid of the squawking noises that they make. So,
yeah, it'll attract several endangered species to the area to play some of those other instruments.
Right, so he's just going to stick to tenor saxophone, but...
That can be embarrassing.
Well, sadly, it's by court order.
Ray and I went to school together in the early 80s in Texas. So when he found out I was here, he called me up and he said, man, we got to play. And now, 15 years later, we're finally playing.
just about in time.
But we played together in 1980 in a big band back in Texas.
What was the name of the
It was
band?
The... 4 o'clock lab band.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock lab band, yeah.
At North Texas State University.
Yeah. And Gary's son graduated from there. He's a guitarist.
Okay.
So it's kind of old home week, you know.
So this side's Texas. This side's not Texas over here.
Right.
Minnesota, born and raised.
It's right. Texas versus Midwest. The guitarists.
Right. The guitarists have their own thing going on.
Yeah. Different breed.
What's the biggest challenge when you guys get together? or what do you presume will be the biggest challenge?
Figuring out what tunes we're going to play. Yeah. Well, not really, but that's part. Really, there's no challenge other than just playing. We've played together a lot in a lot of different configurations over the years.
Coming up with a cool landing with everybody is on the same page.
Right, yeah, that's a good point. Right.
Coming without up with talking a, about it. Yeah, just sort of playing. Intuiting it from each other as we're playing.
Do you give each other the eye sometimes?
Yeah, well, you have to.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it's just translating what that eye means.
Right.
Into musical
time. Couldn't mean you just messed up if you skipped the group.
Oh, that ending. Sorry.
Yeah. Ending C2.
But that's part of it, is by playing standards, there's some pretty set endings. And it's just a matter of really being mostly about listening. And if you're really listening to each other, that, I mean, that's where the fun comes from anyway. As opposed to other types of music where you're mostly playing off the sheet music and trying to start and end at the same time. We're trying to push beyond that to the extent that we can open up and listen and really take things in other directions. It can get quite fun.
Now, you're a student coming into this.
Two students.
Yes,
oh, wow. Here's another student. Introduce yourself and what you're going to be playing today.
I'm Kyle Stay. I'm playing bass, upright, and electric.
Wow. So, okay, so you're going to be switching back and forth a little bit. Which one do you like better? You're not gonna comment.
No,
that's
me
okay.
Both.
I'd go operatic.
But you can't get funky on an operatic. Well, you can.
It's harder. Yeah. I don't have the chops yet. I'm working on that.
He gets extra credit, too, for bringing them all in with an amp in one load tonight.
Wow.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
I did see you kind of doing the little maneuver past the table.
He gets an A for the day.
It's impressive.
Exactly.
I thought it was a Fastenal truck coming through, but he had it all in his heart.
These two guys play in the big band at school, in the jazz ensemble, and Kyle and Andrew both have been in the combo program for several years. So they're, I guess, they're both upperclassmen, right? Yeah.
It's weird to say it, but it's true.
Yeah.
You guys graduating this year, or what's happening?
I got 1 year left.
Yeah, I'm a senior in theory, but I'm 5 year plan, so super senior next
year. I understand.
Yeah.
What's your majors?
Computer science.
Economics and finance.
What are you guys doing with music?
I've been
having fun.
In fourth grade, I've been playing upright, and I can't let it go.
How do you feel about performing with your professors?
I'm intimidated. Yeah. I'm not afraid. They're pretty intimidating guys.
Trying to live up to their expectations. I don't know.
No, it's jazz is cool because it's just about having fun. No one's gonna get down on you because you're trying to play jazz. Not many people our age try it, so. It's kind of fun just to be there.
And for all of you, what do you think you learned from the students the most?
Man, there's a lot of stuff.
Patience.
Yeah, but we don't learn that. We have to have that. I've learned so much from students over the years. One of the things that I really like to do is I like to find out what students are listening to and sort of use that as a guide to sort of influence my own playing. So I'm always asking my students what they're listening to, what kinds of grooves they're into. I like to hear their bands, you know, when they do covers or originals. A lot of my students have groups. Andrew's played in several groups down here over the years. So I think there's probably, in our big band right now, there's at least 4 or 5 students who play in different bands around. So I'd like to hear them and hear what they're listening to.
If there was something you want the audience to get out of this experience that you guys are going to be doing. What do you want them to come and experience, and what do you want them to take home?
I would say just that they could tell we were having a lot of fun and that we enjoyed each other's company as well as the music.
And that the music's for everybody. It's not an academic thing. It's a street thing, and it's meant to be shared by everybody, and hopefully there's a certain amount of art there. That's what's cool about these surroundings here, you know. Ed's is cool about, it's all about art. So I think that's a part of it too. You know, we're not really in the entertainment business, you know, we're in the art business. And in addition to that, we're in the developmental business. So it's kind of a combination of developing art and experiencing art and sort of creativity all rolled into one. That's what's so real about jazz. It's never going to be the same twice. It's kind of meant to be a put it out there kind of music, and let everybody get involved in the process, whether they're listening. A lot of people who listen to jazz are very knowledgeable about the music. And so that's something that we're trying to do, too. We're trying to inform as well as give people a chance to play.
For some of us older guys, it's fun to get out of our comfort zone. Yet, so I'm always trying to not do the same type of licks, same kind of patterns. So I feel I still have a ways to go. Long ways to go.
You probably play your whole life and never master jazz, you know, unless you're Miles Davis.
But even Miles, I mean, you know, there's a great example. You know, he reinvented himself 4 or 5 times, really.
Reinvented jazz 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, and what had happened that it was that way, but I don't think he probably meant that. He wasn't trying to, he just did.
A lot of parents tell their kids there's a dime a dozen when it comes to being a musician. Coming from Huron, what would you tell somebody that wanted to get into jazz or wanted to get into music to encourage them?
The first thing I would say is there's so much data that supports that studying music helps in math, science, and just about every other discipline. Because music is so universal, I mean, more than anything, it teaches discipline and it perseverance, and it's left brain, it's right brain at the same time. And how many other things are that other than the arts? And music is the most ubiquitous of all the arts, and so you can't go wrong by studying music. You may want to draw the line at trying to make a career of it. But the beauty of jazz is that there's no pretense that you'll actually earn a living doing it, and so you don't go too far down that road before you realize you should be a computer science or economics major.
So if you guys want to give me the dates of how often you'll be doing this,
we'll be here again on October 14th, and then again on November 4th, and then on December 9th.
So everybody come down to Ed's, listen to some jazz, and have your ears participate.
A big thank you to the members of the Winona State University Faculty Jazz Ensemble and to all the students that came to join in. Make sure you catch their future performances in October, November, and December in downtown Winona.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.